Good morning and welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. Well, I guess we're starting. Good morning and welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. Here we are again, studying the awesome, wonderful, powerful, majestic Word of God. And we have been all over the Old Testament now, reading the Bible through chronologically. Right in the notes of the program right there, there's a link that says Full Read the Word Playlist. And that is a playlist of these Read the Word programs that starts on January 1st. That was the first one I did. And now I was realizing this is going to be very daily, but knowing that I should do it. And then it's every single day since then. This week we're going to hit day 200. And if you start at the beginning, you can just go all the way down through and study, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. We got that done. We got Job done. And Proverbs done. And a bunch of Psalms are done. Starting Isaiah. Today we're going to finish Amos. We've read Obadiah. It's been an amazing study. And I encourage you to just get in and study it yourself. It's half an hour. It's 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how much reading. And if you have a friend that has trouble reading, but they truly want to know God, this is an excellent thing to send to them. And then tell them, read right out loud with me. I stop and make comments and stuff. But it will increase their learning as they read alongside of me. And especially because they're reading the Word of God. I'm not one of them old boring readers. And the Lord said, and then my day by job. And that's not me. I'm not that. I'm going to stop. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to make comments. I'm going to stop and circle stuff. I'm just going to be me going through the Bible. And you're going to be you going through the Bible with me. And it'll be a serious blessing to a lot of people. And so we did the first half of Amos. And we're going to do the last half tonight. Amos is famous for some pretty good verses of scripture here. And of course, just like every prophet, every man of God, every judge, every righteous king, the statement is, walk with God. That's our statement today. I know there's church. I know there's churchianity. I know there's religiosity, denominationalism, but when you stand before Jesus, you're not standing before Luther or Moody or Calvin or Wesley or George Whitefield. You're not going to stand before the Puritans, the Pilgrims, the Amish, the Mennonite. Nobody. You're going to stand before Jesus. He's going to say, what did you, my child, do with my word that I gave you? And then he's going to judge you by this word. And it's real simple. You just got to find somebody that's going to teach you the word rather than their denomination. Because I can show you exactly how you're going to be judged on that other day in a matter of about 3 messages. And you can set your life up so that on that day of judgment in front of Jesus, that it is nothing more than, get my works by fire, Jesus. I want to see what's left. And I know you're going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Why? Because if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. He told us we get to have the mind of Christ. Well, if I got the mind of Christ, why would I have anything in my life that would cause me on the other day to lose? You won't. See, you got to get out of denominationalism. and just open up this book. Start at the beginning and just binge. How many times have you binge watched a bunch of movies for 18, 20, 30 hours on a weekend? Binge watch these. The word will come alive to you in a way it's never been before. And you'll thoroughly enjoy it. Well, that was an unashamed advertisement for this program, because I truly believe in it, and it's truly helping a lot of people all over the world. I'm asking God for 10,000 viewers. Speak it with me. Why? No, I don't count numbers. Numbers don't matter to me. I want to impact that many people's lives with the majestic word of God. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Now, right down there in the comment or the notes of the program is my opening prayer. And I want you to pray it with me. Now, for those of you that's been here since the beginning, I've changed opening prayers. Pray this prayer with me. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God. As the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in my life. I receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that my life and the believer's lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen and amen. Here we go. Amos chapter 6. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion. Wow. And trust in Mount Samaria. Notable persons in the chief nation, to whom the house of Israel comes. Go over to Calneh and see. And from there go to Hamath the great. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are you better than these kingdoms? Or is their territory greater than your territory? Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seat of violence to come near, who lie on beds of ivory. Stretch out your couches, eat lambs from the flock, and calves from the midst of the stall, who sing idly to the sound of string instruments, and invent for yourself musical instruments like David did, who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourself with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Therefore, they shall now go captive as the first of the captives, and those who recline at banquets, they shall be removed. God doesn't have a problem if you have prosperity. God has a problem when prosperity has you. Verse 8, the Lord has sworn by himself, the God of hosts says, I abhor the pride of Jacob and hate his palaces. He didn't hate Jacob, he loved Jacob, he named him Israel. But what the descendants were doing. I will deliver up the city and all that is in it. Verse 9, it shall come to pass, if 10 men remain in one house, they shall die. And when a relative of the dead with one who will burn the bodies, pick up the bodies to take them out of the house, He will say to one inside the house, are there any more with you? Then someone will say, none. And he will say, hold your tongue, for we dare not mention the name of the Lord. For behold, the Lord gives a command. He will break the great house into bits, and the little house into pieces, bits and pieces. 12. Do horses run on rocks? Does one plow there with oxen? Yet you have turned justice into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood. Bitter. Justice and righteousness are the very foundation of God's throne. You who rejoice over Lodibar, who say, have we not taken Karnaim for ourselves by our own strength? But behold, I will raise up a nation against you, O house of Israel, says the Lord God of hosts. I wonder how many times he makes that statement. And they will afflict you from the entrance of Hamath to the valley of Arabah. God was denouncing them for their prosperity, that it took him away, took them away from him. God doesn't have a problem if you have an ivory bed. I think that'd be pretty cool. Wouldn't that be awesome? God has a problem when the ivory bed has you, and you won't release it to be a blessing to other people. God will make you the richest billionaire there is if you'll put the money into the kingdom. I know this will stretch a few of you, but go figure it up. You do it yourself. I dare you. Matter of fact, like Kentucky, I double dog dare you. Go figure it up. Go to Chronicles. This is an assignment. And figure up just exactly how much David gave to build the temple. It's all there. With a little bit of study, you can get the measurements. And you'll be able to say, wow, God blessed David to build the temple and make it beautiful. Now, so God rebuked them because their prosperity took them away. Chapter 7, here comes the vision. Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, he formed locust swarms at the beginning of the late crop. Indeed, it was the late crop after the king's mowing. And so it was when they had finished eating the grass of the land that I said, O Lord God, forgive, I pray. O that Jacob may stand, for he is small. So the Lord relented concerning this. It shall not be, said the Lord. The vision of the fire. Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, the Lord God called for conflict by fire, and it consumed the great deep and devoured the territory. I said, O Lord God, cease, I pray. O that Jacob may stand, for he is small. So the Lord relented concerning this. This also shall not be, said the Lord God. Then he showed me, behold, thus he showed me. Notice that he is capitalized. That's God. Behold, the Lord stood on a wall made with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? I said, a plumb line. And the Lord said, behold, I'm setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not pass by them anymore. The high places of Isaac shall be desolate. Can you imagine how that broke Jesus, God's heart? Wait, that's the wrong statement. You can't say that. How it grieved him. And the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid to waste. I will rise with the sword against the house of Jeroboam. Verse 10. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive from their own land. But you got to remember, it wasn't because God was mean. God was giving them the just recompense of their reward. Amaziah said to Amos, go, you seer, flee to the land of Judah. There eat bread and there prophesy. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary. It is the royal residence. Do you realize he just told the man of God, get out of here? Woo! It's like Steve Irwin. Danger, danger, danger. Verse 14. Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet. I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit. That's an interesting tree, isn't it? The Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, hey, you, Amos, go prophesy to my people Israel. Now, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. You say, do not prophesy against Israel, and do not spout against the house of Isaac. I thought that was just my mom that said, quit your spouting out. Therefore, thus says the Lord, your wife shall be a harlot in the city. Wow, that's severe judgment. Your sons and daughters shall fall by the sword. Your land shall be divided by a survey line. You shall die in a defiled land, and Israel shall surely be led away captive from his own land. I don't know if you can tell, but I can preach today. Chapter 8. The vision of the summer fruit. Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. The Lord said to me, the end has come upon my people Israel. I will not pass by them anymore. Wow. See, he said that up here in chapter 7. Now, I always like to draw a line between them two on my Bible, that way connected. The songs of the temple shall be wailing in that day, says the Lord God, many dead bodies everywhere. They shall be thrown out in silence. Hear this, you who swallow up the needy and make the poor of the land fail. See, God hates injustice, and that's what this is. Saying, when will the new moon be passed, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may trade wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel large, falsifying the scales by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals, even sell the bad wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall the land not tremble for this, and everyone mourn who dwells in it? All of it shall swell like the river, heave and subside like the river of Egypt. Verse 9, and it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon. That's serious. And I will darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feast into mourning, all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on every waist and baldness on every head. I will make it like mourning for an only son, and its end like a bitter day. Why? Because they chose to go away from God. 11. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God. I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but of the hearing of the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. Why? Because, I'm going to read it to you right now. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 1. I know he's getting ready to say it right here, but this verse keeps coming to me, and I'm just going to jump over here and read it real quick. I'll put it right in the timestamp. Proverbs chapter 1. Look at this. And we're going to run down through 31. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning. God doesn't like it. And fools hate knowledge. Right now, there's people on this abortion issue and Democrat-Republican thing, which is the stupidest thing to do. Look at the people that you're standing with. You're on their side. Hoorah, go side. And look at them to see if they're righteous, if they're holy, if they love God, if they walk God, or if they're perverse and reprobate. Because if they're perverse and reprobate, that's who you're known with. And you don't have to like me because I say that. I'm going to tell you the truth because that's what this just said. Do not sit in the seat of the scornful, the mocker. Look at 24, 23. Turn at my rebuke and I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you. They will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Because, look at this verse, 29. Because they hated knowledge. And they did not choose the fear of the Lord. You don't have to worry about choosing Baptist, Methodist, or anything. Choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full of their own fancy. For the turning away of the simple will slay them and the complacency of fools will destroy them. Whoever listens to me will dwell safely, will be secure without fear of evil. I'm back in Amos chapter 8, verse 13. In that day, the fair virgin and strong young men shall faint from thirst. Those who swear by the sin of Samaria, who say, as your God lives, O Dan, and as the way of Beersheba lives, they shall fall and never arise again. Chapter 9. I saw the Lord standing by the altar, and he said, strike the doorpost, that the thresholds may shake. Pretty good swift hit right there. And break them on the heads of them all. I will slay the last of them with the sword. He who flees from them shall not get away, and he who escapes from them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into hell, from there my hand shall take them. Though they cling up to the heaven, from there I'll bring them down. Though they hide themselves on the top of Mount Carmel, from there I will search and take them. Though they hide from my sight at the bottom of the sea, from there I will command the serpent, and it shall bite them. Though they go into captivity before their enemies, from there I will command the sword, and it shall slay them. I will set my eyes on them for harm and not for good. The Lord God of hosts, who touches the earth and it melts, and all who dwell there mourn. All of it shall swell like the river and subside like the river of Egypt. He who builds his layers, this is God, in the sky, and has founded his strata in the earth, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Are you not like the people of Ethiopia to me, O children of Israel, says the Lord? Did I not bring up Israel from the land of the Philistines, the Egypt, the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Yet I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord. You can put a reference there. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro across the earth, looking for someone that will stand strong in his name. Verse 9, surely I will command and will sift the house of Israel among all nations, as grain is sifted in a sieve, yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say, the calamity shall not overtake nor confront us. See, I don't know how people can look at it and say, I get to sin every day. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. That matches Isaiah chapter 1. If you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword. Walk with God is so simple. Verse 11, Israel will be restored. On that day I will rise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, repair its damages. I will raise up its ruin and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does these things. And see there, there you and I are all the Gentiles who are called by my name. That's us. 13. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. Now, we have this part of this program that's called Circle the Wagons. This whole book, because the last 6 verses is God restoring them after his great hand of judgment comes upon them. When you think about it, this was Martin Luther King Jr.'s chapter number 5, verse 24. Let justice run down like water and righteousness as a mighty stream. This is what God has said from the beginning. Look at verse 14. This is the book of Amos. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. So the Lord God of hosts will be with you. The God of hosts. That's Jesus, the commander. Hate evil and love good. Establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Israel. Walk with God. John 17. Jesus said that we get to be one with the Father. That means you get to be really close to him. He's in here. He's inside of you. He's not out there trying to come down on top of your head. He's in here trying to get you to move out. And he loves you. He loves you very much. I want us to pray the prayer of salvation. We do it every time we come here. It takes a few more minutes, but it's okay. Because I don't ever want anybody to come to one of my videos and not have the opportunity to be led into the prayer of salvation and know our God. Everybody pray this with me. Even if you're born again, pray it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life right now. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want all the fullness of God. So I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, you might say, Pastor, something was going on when I was praying that prayer. Oh, yeah. Jesus was filling you. That's what you just asked him to do, is come inside. He filled you. His grace, mercy, love, and righteousness just filled every part of you. You are now of the seed of Almighty God. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Read it. You don't, believe me, I'm believable, but go check it out. You're an heir of God. And when you learn this book, you get to be a partaker of his very divine nature. You'll never be God. You'll never be Jesus. You're a partaker of his divine nature. And he filled you with his righteousness so that you now don't even have to worry about using your own righteousness to be right. Use his. It's perfect. The day I got this revelation, changed my life forever. I got a video series on YouTube that I think you ought to listen to. Oh, it ain't perfect. It's our nightly program. We talk and look, joke and have a good time. Teach a lot of good word, though. Always take communion. And it's about the righteousness of God, and I want to get it to you. Right in the notes there. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Please, let me show you your Father. We are a church. If you're looking for a place to tithe, I know there's a lot of people are like, I don't even know where to put my money anymore, Pastor. I know I got to be a tither, but I don't know what to do. Send it here. We bless it. We bless you. We put it right into the work of the ministry. And we'll be a blessing. This is a mighty warrior army of believers right there. We would be glad to have you with us. Make sure you like and love. And click the subscribe and hit the bell on all of our stuff. So when we go live, you can like, hey, they're live. I'll come back and see that. And we're going to be a blessing to you and help you walk with God. In Jesus' mighty name. Got to run. I can keep going, but got to keep it short. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, same time, same station. Remember this. We love you. We really do. And God loves you. He really does. And Jesus is